After an introduction like that, I can't wait to hear me myself. Well, it's true. I've been here 40. I've been a member here 44 years, and it seems like everything in my life is 40 years or 40 some years. I've been married 42 years, saved 44 years. I was a township supervisor for 45 years. I've been an architect for 54 years. And I'll tell you, I could never have done anything of what I have done in my life without the Holy Spirit. And I always pray when pastor asks me to preach, I always ask God to show me what he wants me to preach about, what to talk about. And I knew he was going away for about 3 weeks, and it's 2 weeks and nothing, and I'm down to the last week, and I said, Lord, I need to know. You got to show me something. So our township, this time of the year, on the gravel roads and dirt roads, we put a product down called MC30 road oil. And they spread that oil on the road at night. But they put signs up because that oil has to seep into the ground, and they want people to not drive on it for a while. So they do it in early evening. And they put a sign at the beginning of the road, at the entrance. And that sign says, fresh oil. And I couldn't help but to remember, although I remember Brother Hiles, and Eric confirmed this, Brother Hiles did a message, and it was called Fresh Oil. And I can't remember it. I don't. There's a lot of things I can't remember. My short-term memory, if I don't write it down, I don't remember it. But I saw that sign and I said, that's it. I'm going to talk to you tonight on the Holy Spirit, because oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And if you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit. And it's not just a spirit, it's the Holy Spirit of God. And you know how oil helps to lubricate and to make our automobiles, the engines run smoothly, and my lawnmowers, it's all because of oil. If that oil isn't there to lubricate the engine, it's not going to work. And it's the same thing in our lives, that if we don't have the Holy Spirit, and we don't use the Holy Spirit, because you could have a quart of oil, and you can have an engine running, and no oil in the engine. Unless you put the oil in the engine, it's not going to do any good. So unless we use the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, it doesn't do anything. We're just spinning our wheels, so to speak. And we use oil. I have WD-40. I have several cans of it. I use it all the time, just to make things work smoother. And because many times, what happens in our lives, and I'm talking to people who are saved, what happens is we forget about the Holy Spirit, and we forget about the power of the Holy Spirit that God has given to us, and we try to do things on our own. And I got to put my glasses on. We spend too much time trying to live without the help and the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you won't be comfortable in this world. The things of this world will not make you feel comfortable. I don't know how many things that I come in contact with in one day that I'm not comfortable with. I don't like it. I don't like what I hear. I don't like what I see. And the Holy Spirit that God has given me, it gives me the strength to avoid the things that I can't resist. You know, I know people who use a rabbit's foot or some trinket, something that's their lucky charm. And they live with that. And that's what their faith is in. They're trusting in that rabbit's foot, that everything's going to work out. Thank God that we don't have to rely on a rabbit's foot. Amen. To know that we have the power of the Holy Spirit. God has saved us for a reason. And he knew that we couldn't, in and of ourselves, ever be able to do what we need to do to serve God and to be faithful and obedient Christians unless we have the power of the Holy Spirit. But we forget to use it. And I remember a few years ago, Matthew was looking for a vehicle. And I was driving down the road and I saw this Subaru Forester. And I called Matt and I said, look at it. You want to look at this vehicle? And he, to make a long story short, he bought it. And one day he said to me, you know, it was in the winter. He said, I have heated seats in my car. I never knew I had them. And you know, the ability for those seats to be warm was there, but he didn't know about it until he pushed the button and the seats got warm. And you know, the same thing happens with us. We've got the power of the Holy Spirit, but we don't push the button. You know, we forget about it. And we try and solve everything ourselves. I had a friend years and years ago when I was just a very young Christian. And he would always ask the Holy Spirit to help him do something. And you know, he would tell me that the Holy Spirit would do these things. And I didn't believe him. But I'll tell you what, 44 years later, he was right. And I know the Holy Spirit. I know of the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. And even little things that seem too trite to some of us to ask God to take care of, God will do it. And just the other day, I was mowing lawn with a push mower, just trimming. And the handle was loose. I looked down and the bolt, the nut came off and the bolt fell out. And I said, oh boy. I found the nut because it was large, but I couldn't find the bolt. And I went looking to find another bolt to put in there. And then it dawned on me. I said, why don't I just ask God? And I said, Lord, I need a bolt. I need to find that bolt because I don't think I have one that will work. So I went right back to where I realized it was loose. And I looked down the grass, and there it was. Now, you know, 40 years ago, I would have said, you know, that was by chance. You know, God doesn't waste his time with little things like that. But you know what? God doesn't waste his time for anything. But God does care about those little things. And you know, if we didn't have needs, we would never need God. And of course, God knew that before I did. But it's true. It's true that we tend to try and solve our own problems without the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, they're little kids. I remember our boys when they were growing up, especially Eric when he was growing up. He had a friend, and he was a make-believe friend. And I can't remember his name, or but he was real, and he would be talking to him, and it was a comfort to him to have that friend. Well, we have a real personal friend. We have the Holy Spirit of God. And he's not make-believe. He's not fictitious. We know who he is. We know what he can do. And God wants us to realize that. But in our society today, there are so many distractions in our life that we forget about the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We just don't use the Holy Spirit like we should. And there are warning signs when you know that you need to seek the power of the Holy Spirit. And it can be a trial that you have in your life. You know, a squeaky wheel, there's a saying that the squeaky wheel is the one that gets the oil. And we have hinges on our doors, like everybody does. And once in a while, we'll get a hinge, and it squeaks. And so I get some of that WD-40 and put it on that hinge, and the squeak goes away. But we need to be like that. We need to be like that squeaky wheel or that squeaky hinge to God. And God will help us. But we need to ask for it. We need to seek it. We need to recognize the warning signs. And I teach Sunday school, second and third grade boys. And it wasn't too long ago, we were talking about the Holy Spirit. And I asked them questions at the end of class. And I asked this question hoping that they were going to answer and say that they would ask the Holy Spirit for help and use the power of the Holy Spirit that they have since they were saved. And I said, now this situation comes up in your home, and it's a terrible thing that happens, and you're devastated, you're crying. What would you do? And one little boy said, I'd call 911. And you see, that's what we do. We call 911 instead of calling the Holy Spirit. And I'm saying that figuratively, of course, that you have to call 911, call 911. But that little guy, he was just doing what he was told to do. When something bad happens, you call 911. But the point is that 911, figuratively, is trying to solve the problem ourselves. It's looking for some worldly answer to a heavenly question. And we need to be aware of that and live that. And how are you, you know, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about the fact that we many times do not call upon the power of the Holy Spirit? We don't use the power of the Holy Spirit. So what are you going to do to correct it? How is this going to, how's this going to get better? How is your memory going to get better? And you've got to have a plan to do it. And you know, One of the best things that I ever did in my Christian life is to get on reading this Bible. What's it called? Yeah, the Bible reading plan. We have them, and you read Old Testament Psalms or Proverbs 1 and New Testament every day. I used to read through my Bible. It would take me longer than a year, but you can read through the whole Bible on this program. And what's being taught in Sunday school most of the time and what pastor's preaching on goes right in line with what you just read. And the point I'm making, whether you do it or you don't, I think you should, because I didn't do it for a long time, and I finally decided I was going to do it, and I love it. And I've been doing it now for, I don't know, how many, 3 or 4 years. I forgot what I was going to say. Ronald Reagan used to do that all the time. When they were interviewing him about the, I think it was the Iran-Contra affair, and he said, "I don't remember." And he got away with it. He didn't remember. But I did forget what I was going to say. Nevertheless, the Bible. All right, so the Bible, reading, an organized way of reading the Bible each day throughout for 1 year, you go through the whole Bible. It's a way to organize your reading. I was just going, you know, I wasn't organized. That organized my Bible reading. What we need to do also is to organize our habits on seeking the power of the Holy Spirit. And the best way that I've found to do that is, if you can't remember, write it down. All you have to do is write on a piece of paper, stick it, I don't know where, on a mirror or anywhere in your car, so that you remember to seek the power of the Holy Spirit for whatever comes up in your day. It's remembering. We have it. God has given us it. God has given us the Holy Spirit. But we need to use it. That's the emphasis that I'm making tonight, is to use the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't drive around in a car that has heated seats in the wintertime, and don't forget to push the button. I just found out this winter that I have heated seats in the back of my car, because Bruce got in there and it was cold, and he said, "I saw that button," he pushed it, and sure, the seats heated up. I never even knew that. You see my point? We've got to remember to push the button. You've got to remember to seek the power of the Holy Spirit. I know the thing I forgot to read was the Bible verse. So I'm going to do it at the end. Most preachers do it at the beginning. I do it at the end. All right, so here it is. And this is Ezekiel 36, verse 27. Now follow this. "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." And I put the emphasis on the first part of that verse, "and I will put my spirit within you." We have that Holy Spirit. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about calling upon the Holy Spirit. I have too many examples in my life to prove that God answers my prayers and that I have the power of the Holy Spirit. There are things that have happened in my life, too numerous to even mention, that proves only one thing, that God has given us that power of the Holy Spirit, and if we would use it, God will bless us. But we've got to use it. It's like having a gun and having a bullet, but you don't put the bullet in the gun. Where's Jesse? Okay. You've got to use it. You can have a Bible. If you don't open it and read it, you're not going to hear what God wants to tell you. We've got to put our faith and put it to action. And God has blessed me in that way, and I just want to share that with you so that you don't forget about the power of the Holy Spirit. It's there for us. One more verse. I like this verse, and it's Luke 12:12. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. I had no idea what I was going to preach about a week ago, but I asked God to show me, and He did. The Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. I'm thankful for what God has done in my life, and I know I know He's done things in your life also, and He wants to do more. But you've got to ask Him, and you've got to use that power of the Holy Spirit that He has given us. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we do thank You for the Holy Spirit. And Lord, help us. Help us to tap into that power that You have given us, Lord. That we would remember it, and that it would be written on our hearts. And that we'd not forget and not be so independent. And Lord, we know that if we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, we're just people who are not filled with the Holy Spirit are just full of themselves. And we just thank You, Lord. This independent, fundamental Baptist church service here tonight doesn't get any better. Doesn't make any difference if there's 3 here or if there's 3,000 here. It doesn't get any better than this. This is the closest thing to heaven on earth. And we thank You for it, Father. And we ask You to help us, Lord. Direct us and teach us. And thank You for the Holy Spirit. And we pray these things all in Jesus' holy name. Amen.